Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, listen, I want to again just share, if you happened to miss the last hour, that's okay, but I want to encourage you, please, you need to see it. You need to share it. We had four of the nation's most well-versed and actively involved in border security individuals, literally in the country. Victor Avila, Agent Under Fire, the book, a gentleman who was left for dead, his partner murdered by the Las Zetas cartel, who has since been destroyed, but they were the most powerful cartel at the time, and he and his partner were ambushed. Oscar Blue, who has is from Tijuana and has been covering the western part, but really the whole entire border. Anthony Aguero, if you don't know about Anthony, Anthony's the one that actually broke the story about the airplanes. He's the one that did the video of the individuals getting onto the airplanes and being flown around the country. That was his story that he broke, but he has been doing this deep dive. And then Sheena Rodriguez, who has been honored in several places for her efforts with SecureTheBorder.us, SecureTheBorder.us, and she was on with me last week when we showed the video of the children, and 40%, anywhere from 20 to 40% of the children that are coming across are disappearing, literally disappearing. Well, folks, they're being trafficked. They're being trafficked. And she did interviews, and we showed you these children who talked about being assaulted. In the last segment, Anthony gave a very vivid picture of watching a young girl, 12 years old, come across with her pants dripping with blood from having been raped so severely, and sitting on one side of the river watching as another little girl was raped by one of the cartel members across the river, standing next to a federal agent. And here's the issue. The issue is the agent has no authority to go across the river. The agent has no authority, and under this administration is told, you know, basically if you do, there'll be big trouble for you. not to mention the fact that when we talk about machine gun turrets, and this was brought up, that, oh, well, we shouldn't put machine gun turrets on our side. Folks, let's be very clear. There are 50 caliber machine gun turrets on the other side of the river pointed our direction, and they do fire those machine guns at our agents across the river regularly. Regularly. We've been placed in a position of being at war. We are being invaded, and this illegal immigration is one of the key ingredients to what my guest and I, what we talk about here on Fridays, and that's communism. The communists want our nation to be invaded and overrun by these illegals. Don Jans, welcome.
Thank you. That's a devastating story. I know Congressman Biggs is supposed to have a new, I guess he calls it a movie, detailing this disaster that's going on in the southern border as well. Fortunately, we're told by Mayorkas, by Harris, and by Biden that our border is secure. Aren't you comfortable?
Oh, it's absolutely atrocious what is taking place. And yes, we can talk about, you know, and we should talk about the children and the human factor and all of those kinds of things. But beyond that, we need to understand this is an invasion. This is not just a criminal enterprise, which I give Governor Abbott credit for identifying the cartel as a criminal organization so that certain things supposedly can be done. But the reality here is that this is an invasion.
Yes.
And the Mexican government is responsible for the invasion at our border. Even if it's by absentia, they are still responsible for the fact that it is happening and for letting it happen. And under the Trump administration, as was pointed out in the last segment, the Trump administration with the tariffs, just with the tariffs, hitting Mexico in its pocketbook caused Mexico to stop the flow from their side. And that's critical.
But you're absolutely right. Mexico has a great deal of responsibility for this. But it wouldn't happen without the acquiescence of the current regime,
And Don, that absolutely, and that's the point. The point is because the first thing that Biden did was he removed the requirement of the tariffs, and so by doing so, he gave the Mexican government, because see, the other part to this is that the Mexican government is involved in payola to the cartels, so a lot of that money that comes across, quote unquote, legally. And the economy that is generated out of Mexico is also in part what goes to fund cartel activities in Mexico. If the Mexican government isn't getting that money because the flow of economy isn't able to happen, that's a problem. And in those vehicles, in a lot of that commerce that comes across, there's illegal contraband that is put into those vehicles and such that is then unloaded when it gets here. And again, that can't come across that way, so they have to find another way to get it here, and it's more expensive.
So any reasonable person, and let's assume that Mayorkas, Harris, and Biden have some reasonableness to them. Let's make that assumption, okay? There has to be a reason why they would do this. It's clearly, clearly damaging to the people. It's clearly killing and hurting many, many of these people who are trying to illegally come into our country. And it's devastating our nation. It's devastating our nation on the southern border. Their lives have been totally disrupted. And the fentanyl and the other drugs that are coming in are truly, truly devastating our nation. They're killing people all around the country. So why, assuming they're reasonable, and I said let's take that assumption that they are, would you ever do this? Well, there are a couple of reasons. You and I have been discussing now for the last many years this thing called communism. Communism is a belief that we can all come to this utopia someday, that we will all be able to live in total harmony because we're all going to think alike, we're all going to be the same. And this is the dream that they have. These people are communists. They are out to get that dream fulfilled. However, there are a couple of things that they have to do before. And the communists, even before Marx, were very, very explicit on this. You have to destroy, and there was communism before Marx, people. But you have to destroy the current society and all of their institutions. They have to be totally destroyed. And once you have destroyed them, then you build this utopia and this harmonious society. A great way to Marx also told us that it is the essential for communism that there be no borders. Borders are a detriment to communism. Marx said that it's important that all people be able to join in his utopia. However, he also knew that if communism and socialism wasn't in every nation, that there would be an uprising of those that were under it because of the success and the lifestyle of those who were not under it.
Right.
So you have to destroy the border. You have to let people come across. And this is how you destroy the society. This is how you destroy the institutions. And our society is being destroyed because of that border. And our institutions are being destroyed because of that border. And it is not just happening. It is a very, very deliberate choice.
Well, and the destruction, too, you know, one of the major targets is the sex slave trafficking that's going on, but the child trafficking that is taking place. And the goal of that, of course, is to destroy the conscience of these children. And that plays into what's happening in our schools, folks.
Yes.
It plays directly into what's happening in our schools and the destruction of the conscience of the children in schools. And ultimately, what is this all about? It's about destroying the idea of God and the idea of us receiving our freedoms and our liberties and having and those being in us. And the value of us. Because, see, the other thing that they have to destroy is that they have to destroy our sense of personal value.
We have no personal value under communism.
That's right.
Individuality doesn't exist under communism. We are just simply clogs that fit into the greater group. And we all have to conform to the demands of the greater group, the dictates of the greater group, of those who are interested in what is best for us. We don't have that choice. Remember, communism does not recognize individualism. They only look at us as being a little insect. This is why they can support things such as bringing little kids across the border, knowing they're going to be sacrificed, but they don't care.
Right.
Sacrifices for the greater good.
It's why you had in New York, and we're going to have a break here in a second, but it's why in New York, when they passed the bill which said that abortion would happen all the way up until the birth of the baby, that you had people in that chamber that clapped their hands and let up a cheer that they had just passed a law, proud of themselves, attaboy, let's pat ourselves on the back, what a good job we've done by passing legislation that says that you can now kill a live baby. This is a sickness, folks. All right, back with more coming up right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off-limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Don Jans, My Grandchildren's America. And, you know, it's crazy because, Don, you and I have been doing this now for almost 10 years together.
Yes.
On Fridays, and you used to be my first Friday guest. Now you are my second to last Friday guest. So certain things I forget about, and one of those is I just need to encourage you folks to get signed up over here at CGRWellness.com, CGRWellness.com, because a percentage of what you purchase, and these products right back here behind me, I take every one of them, Vibe, Ultrashot, Flex, and Resvante. Every one of them, and I'm telling you, they make a difference. And the EPA, the fish oil. They really do make a difference, and I encourage you to pick them up today. You can find them by registering at CGRWellness.com, CGRWellness.com. If you'd like to just support us and what we're doing and the efforts that we're making and our pastors in India, we'll talk more about that coming up at the bottom of the hour with Chaps. But there is huge persecution right now happening in India by the Sikh population. We have had members of our churches murdered, pastors stabbed. There's a major issue. We had a protest 2 days ago that the Christians all got together, thank God. And our pastors of our organization were a big part of helping to lead in that, in speaking out. But it was a uniting of the Christians to speak out about the persecution and to ask the government to arrest the people responsible, because they're not doing that. There are no consequences for those that have committed these heinous acts. So, but we need security cameras on the pastors' homes and on the churches. And we have over 500 pastors, and it's $125 per pastor. And that's just for one set of cameras. In some instances, pastors need them at their homes and at their churches. So you can think about the enormity of that number, 500 times $125. And just to give you an idea, on average, those pastors personally require about $25 to $30 just to live each month. $25 to $30 is what they live on. And now you're asking them to buy cameras at $125. Pretty near impossible for them. So we need your help. Please, paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg or $PastorGregCGR on the Cash App. $PastorGregCGR or @PastorGregCGR on Venmo. @PastorGregCGR on Venmo. Or make a check payable to Faith Harvest Church. Faith Harvest Church. And you can mail it to P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. That's Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. And you can also save some money right down here. We went from 23 miles per gallon to 30 miles per gallon in our 2015 Camry using this product. Ken Thornburg, who comes on here regularly, he's my spiritual war expert with Freedom Encounters, just reported to me a 13% savings on his first tank of gas using greenfueltabs.shop. Greenfueltabs.shop. Okay, that's it, Don. I'm done with the commercials.
I've seen pictures that you've posted of meetings and so forth in India.
Yeah.
And it looks to me like those are individuals that God loves, just like he loves you and I.
Yeah.
And that any help we can give them, I think we should all take very, very seriously. Persecution of Christians today for many reasons. One of them, of course, is the Muslim and the Marxist movement. They both hate people who profess Jesus Christ, and they are out to destroy us. So I would really, really second people helping with those people over in India. They're suffering, and they do need our help.
Amen. Thank you, Don. And Don does not broadcast this, but Don is a monthly supporter of our ministry in India. He just said, hey, one day, I really want to support what you're doing over there. I see it. I believe in it. I believe in what you're doing here. And he has been a consistent monthly supporter, and we are very grateful for that. Please.
I remember you showing those pictures of those little kids getting those T-shirts, and what a blessing that is to see the joy on their faces. It was wonderful.
Yep. Well, and I've got a picture up right now of one of our pastors' meetings. You know what you're talking about. These are the little kids right here, folks. This is the this is a Christmas party that we did this last December, and you can see the kids being led in prayer, you know, over the little meal that we were able to give them during Christmas. you know, here's another picture of us, you know, reaching out to the poor people that were there. You know, one of our gospel meetings that we've done. At any rate, I don't want to take all of our time doing this, but I just, it is important. And you know, spreading the gospel and what we do with that is a big part of who we are and what we do. And we incorporate that. And folks, you know, coming back here to America, you know, understand that, you know, if we don't save America and bring America back to God and to Christianity, we're in trouble. And we've just run out of time. But that's that. If there's a message,
that's a great one.
That is the message that, you know, that Don and I both know and believe in with all of our hearts. That God is the giver of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and it's who we are. It's our identity in Christ. And that is the only thing that's going to get our country back. And then acting on it, faith without works is dead. Faith with the work, and the work is to say, we will not make government our God. Don, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Have an incredible weekend. And be praying for us. We're having a pastor's meeting tomorrow, by the way. All right.
Oh, great.
Yeah. All right. I'm a quick break, and we'll be back right after this with Chaps.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hang on just a second. I'm trying to figure out real quick where... Chaps is not coming on. Let me send him that. And then, send him this again, there we go. And let's see, he should be with me just any minute now. All right. So there we go. All right, hopefully he's going to be jumping in here any second. Let me flip over, though, and show you some of the pictures. And folks, this is what's going on in India. We've got meetings happening with our ministers over there. You can see me up on the screen here. By the way, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. So this is a picture of what's going on in one of our meetings. You can see me up on the very front of the screen, and I think Chaps is in the process of joining us.
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, dear brother. I can hear you now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What a privilege. It's good morning. God bless you in Jesus' name. I am so excited to be with you this morning, and sorry for being a couple minutes late. I was trying to figure out where your Zoom room was.
it's a big world out there, brother. It's a big world out there. So, yeah. So yes. There you go. Well, I welcome you, and I'm so glad that you can be with us this morning.
Thank you, Pastor. I'm so excited because on Monday I travel to India, and you and I have talked about India, and we've worked together over there building wells for people, and now I go on it looks like 8 cities in 30 days, and I will be sharing encouragement for Christians. You know, I'm not going to convert anybody, but I am certainly going to meet in a bunch of churches, and they have meetings lined up for me from coast to coast. We're going to start in Delhi, and then Hyderabad, Jaipur, Mumbai, Ahmedabad, Jaipur, then Kolkata, Orissa, Nepal, and then home. So I'm very excited about going, I ask for your prayers, and I ask you to, you know, help me be a blessing to the people of India.
Amen. Amen. Well, and we certainly are going to be, you know, covering you in prayer, because there's a lot of danger right now over there as well. And I know that your team is very aware of that and very aware of, you know, looking out for that. But there certainly is reason to be cautious as you go.
Yes, we are not going into any of the northern states. And I know, for example, where you are active in Punjab, it's very dangerous for even India-based Christians to drink their own water. As you shared with me, there was a martyrdom recently. A daughter and her mother were killed because of their Christian faith.
Yeah.
The Sikh radicals up there have been violent, and 8 other states out of the 29 states in India, 8 of them have now passed or are trying to pass anti-conversion laws, which are on the books in the states, but they're illegal under the federal constitution. The federal constitution says you have freedom to propagate any religion, but in the northern states, you cannot preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are penalties in the states for trying to convert someone or going, and they have jail sentences. And I'm sure if they, you know, discovered what I might be doing, they might try to kick me out.
Well, there's no doubt. And either that or they would physically come after you, you know, which is what we've seen in with some of our pastors. We have a pastor just this last week that was stabbed 4 times, 3 times in the stomach, and then stabbed additionally in the neck. And thank God he has survived, but it is it's a very, very, you know, very serious situation. They did have some good news. They did have a protest, actually. All of the Christians gathered together to file a protest, and it was very well attended. They had over 5,000 Christians that showed up, and Pastor Samuel said there was no Sikh resistance. A lot of the Sikh people that are there, as you said, this is a radical element, but a lot of the Sikh people there were understanding. They were like, no, if someone has been, you know, brutalized, murdered, attacked, assaulted, what have you, then the law needs to be put into place and they should be arrested. So there is pressure that is mounting with regards to this. But as you said, the other piece to this is they're working right now, the Sikh are trying to get 10 million signatures on a petition to present to the Punjab government to demand one of those same constitutional amendments that would make it illegal or with severe consequences to convert. And they've put out the message that if you to their young people, telling them you need to kill any pastor that shows up in your village sharing the good news of the gospel in any way, shape, or form.
Wow. This is not new, although it's accelerating. In these end times, there are more Christians martyred for their faith in the past century than there were in the previous 20 centuries combined. And it's accelerating as we go forward. You read reports from Open Doors and Voice of the Martyrs, and they say there are, you know, probably tens of thousands of Christians that are killed every year in places that we don't even hear about their stories. But in North Korea, in the Middle East, in places where, you know, religion hates Jesus, and I think Jesus, to some extent, dislikes religion. You know, he would rather have love. And love is why Jesus came, and hate is why the devil comes. And sometimes the devil gets inside of people who hate Jesus, and because of that, they hate his followers. And it does fulfill the prophecy of Scripture. Jesus said, if they hated me, and Jesus was crucified, right?
Yep.
Then they will also hate you. And so we can only expect that persecution in this lifetime. And we retaliate not with violence, but with love. And we go there in peace, and we go there with a message of love, and we want to feed orphans. We're having a big charity event when I come back to raise money to feed orphans and build a new orphanage over there and two dormitories. And for years now, we've been feeding. Now I think it's almost 1,000 children every day or every weekend. We feed orphans and children in one of the states of India. We're very active in Odisha, mm-hmm. and God is giving us a lot of fruit. We have a network of 30 Christian pastors there that go into the slums, and they feed street kids, and they bring Bibles, and they minister to their parents. And
it's very precious. We got to take a quick break, Chaps. Yes. We will be right back after this. More with Chaplain Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. And we're going to pray over him, by the way, before we get done today. We're going to pray over him for this trip to India and for tremendous fruit. We'll be back with more right after this brief break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
You can
can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Chaplain Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt, PrayInJesusName.org, PrayInJesusName.org. And he's with us on a monthly basis. He's here a week early because he is on his way to India to go and be a blessing to the people in India. He'll be in Delhi, from Delhi south, the southern part of India, because as we've talked about, the northern part, which is where our ministry is, up in Punjab, which is as far northwest as you can possibly go, is very dangerous right now for anyone, for Christians there. And for, you know, Americans to come in, my pastor even said to me, he said, you know, I know you're getting better, but if you're even thinking about it, don't even think about it, because if you came here, they'd kill you. So,
wow.
Yeah, pretty serious stuff. We had to rush, and send him funds. The police actually came. We were talking about this in the break, but there was a pastor there who graduated from our Bible school, who has a church that is having a positive impact in the community, and the Sikh rushed the church with machetes and clubs and beat a number of the members and one young lady in her 20s so severely that she died from her injuries.
And this is on video. You showed it to me.
Yes, this is on video. The portion of the attack was actually captured on video. And then the mother and her testimony as she lies there, as her daughter lies, and you can tell by looking at her eyes that there's a problem, and she ultimately did, in fact, die. And just recently, we had a pastor who was pulled out of his car and stabbed three times in the stomach and then in the back of the neck as well. Miraculously, he has survived and is in the hospital. But this is why we have a school for widows there, you know, and we teach them how to sew. Because, and right now we have 36 widows in school, 36 widows in school. So far, we have graduated 65 widows so far that we have graduated. And at the end of the course, we give them a sewing machine on the condition that they will use that sewing machine to provide for themselves and their young children.
Wow. Greater, what does it say in First James 1:27? Pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their distress.
Yeah.
So you are doing the gospel when you care for widows. Our ministry sponsors a handful of widows here in America, but our main charitable outreach, about more than a tithe of our operations budget goes over to India, because we found it's far more efficient. Listen, I'm a veteran of our armed services. If I find a homeless veteran on the streets of America and I buy him lunch, that might cost me $5, and that's a good investment. But over there, that same $5 can feed 10 children at 50 cents each. And that's why we literally have buckets of food that go into the slums in 16 different mobile slum kitchens. Every day we send a pastor and a social worker and a cook, and they go into 16 different slum areas and they bring food for any child who walks up on the street in the slums. And especially, we've been doing this for over 2 years now. During COVID, it was necessary because the famine and the unemployment were terrible during COVID, and we were engaged in famine relief to keep those children alive. Yep. Their parents today are so grateful that we were there that they're welcoming the pastors. They used to persecute the pastors in those same areas, but now they welcome the pastors because they know about our love. They know that we care for their children, and now they are opening up to the gospel, and the gospel of love that Jesus preached is going forward in a powerful way.
It's so important, and you guys have tapped into such an important thing because you're able to bring a social worker and get folks, you know, assistance. Unfortunately, in Punjab, in the area, in all of Punjab, there for Christians, especially in the lower caste, they don't have any assistance where we're at. Now, we have about 120 orphans and a slum area that we try to do what we can for those folks. We have 10 full-time orphans that we care for. We house them, we feed them, we clothe them, and we provide them with a nanny, and we pay for, because you have to pay for the schooling over there, so we pay for their schooling, and that's part of our monthly budget that also covers our 18 Bible school students and provides for the electricity and the basic necessities for the three buildings that we have: the church building, the pastor's home, and then the orphanage, and then the food and just all the basic necessities. But like you said, you know, we can take care of, in this instance, we are taking care of almost 40 people, full everything, full time, 40 people for $600 a month.
That's very efficient. Now, if people wanted to give to our India outreach, they can visit prayinjesusname.org. Mm-hmm. Again, that's prayinjesusname.org. And just any donation you send today, we will mark it for my trip to India. And I will not keep any money in America. We will send 100% of it and more. We'll probably double it and match it, because we already send maybe $12,500 per month over to our pastor's network in India, and they are doing the work, right? It's not
right.
It's not Americans are not over there, you know, handing out meals and Bibles. Yep. It's the local pastors who do this.
Yep.
And they are more efficient, and they are motivated, and they love Jesus even more than I do sometimes, because mm-hmm. they're risking their lives to go into these slum areas, especially during COVID.
Yep.
You know, the vaccines were not available widely in the slums, and the pastors are going in there having to bypass the police barricades
in order to get in. Yeah. In order to get in, I just realized we're going to run out of time here. So let me, I just really quickly, folks, join me, because I want to close by praying for Pastor
yes.
Gordon. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father, we thank you and glorify your name. Thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, for his death, resurrection, and ascension that washes away all of our sin. Thank you, Father God, for my dear brother who has laid down his life for you, Father God, and been such a tremendous example of you in so many ways here in our nation and in what he's doing around the world. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you have already and are already preparing the way for him in India. I ask, Father, right now that you would draw people to these meetings. I ask, Lord God, for security for him, for your hand of protection to be over him. I ask, Father God, that your Holy Spirit would invade these areas where he speaks. I ask, Lord, that you would speak through him, Father God, that he would be an oracle of you. And that every word out of his mouth, Father God, would be your words ordained. I ask, Father God, that you would refresh and strengthen him as he goes, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. I ask, Father God, that you would bless his time with the pastors there in India and with these men with whom he has had this relationship, strengthen their bond of brotherhood, Father God, and use him for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And good health. Amen. Bless
amen.
You, brother.
And amen.
Bless you,
thank
brother.
You, sir.
Yep, we'll talk
okay,
to you in a month when you get back.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness?" Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.